have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Resident herbalist Wendy Wilson. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. I heard most of you did. Been talking with some of you early this week. Missed talking with you on Thursday, of course. You know I do. But we're back in the saddle and we got a great show. We're going to empower you this hour. We're going to be talking about pharmacy retail today, and you got to hang with me to see what I mean about that. Also, we're going to be talking about you know, it's going to be almost like having a second job, staying healthy. So we're going to try to make it easier for you. Also, we're going to talk about how to look younger longer, you know, and skip that premature aging whole thing. We're going to try that. And also, we're going to talk about some disinfecting minerals if we get enough time. So all that coming up. And, of course, next month, December, coming up on the 20th, Dr. Rebecca Carley will be my guest here on Herb Talk on American Voice Radio. So mark your calendars. Dr. Carley will be back. Of Of course, you can click her link on the links page on our website at thepowerherbs.com to get some great information on her site. Okay, and we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that, a big salute and Semper Fi, looking out for our military because they are our defense. And we look out for them with prayer and as much support as we can give them. Of course, it's Memorial Day always here on Herb Talk, so don't forget to include the men and women that serve this country when you pray. And when you hit those knees, pray for all of America. We need a righteous leader. And that means a leader that's connected to the Most High. And we need to be one nation under God once again, and we gotta pray that in, folks. We gotta, you know, stick together and pray that in. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
And Daffy's wide awake. All right. Hey, did you hear about the new investment portfolio, what you should put in it? It's called farmland. Oh, yeah. Mass farmland, land sell-off. So you're looking to pick up some farmland. Now's the time. Currently, it's taking place in the Midwest of the United States. There's some heightened interest among investors from all over the world, and they're purchasing, they're snatching up U.S. farmland as a hedge commodity for their portfolio. That's right. So the value of farmland continues to go up, record levels. Mm-hmm. Farmland prices in Iowa have increased about 24% in the last year. The average per acre price of a cropland right now across the state of Iowa, about $5,700 an acre. Another issue is the reason it's being sold off is there's that exorbitant federal estate tax, you know, the death tax. So heirs that are bequest any of this farmland, they have these heavy taxes to pay when the farmer dies. So the tax can exceed 50% of the estate's total in some cases, and that forces the heir to sell the land just to pay the government tax. And it forces farming families out of business whether they want to be there or not. It's just despicable. Despicable. Now, where's Daffy? It's despicable. So who is buying the land? Well, wealthy investors like George Soros and China. That's right, which holds the U.S. debt currency, you know, those Federal Reserve notes. Busy buying up farmland. Of course, when the ever-worsening economic meltdown eventually goes massive food shortages, you know, Americans won't even have any soil to plant some, you know, seeds in because sold it all. It's awful. Just awful. Okay, moving along in the quack report. Going to go to Italy. Did you hear about this one? Did you hear about this one? In Cantalina, Italy, three Italian brothers, they all suffered heart attacks on the same day. Killed two of them. This is just weird. The third brother was already at the hospital visiting his elderly mother when he had a heart attack, and he was immediately treated. Now, Guido Garofalo, 45, was the first to have the heart attack while he was on a family picnic this past Sunday on the slopes of Sicily's Mount Etna. His older brother, Alberto, who's 53, was overcome with grief after seeing his brother drop dead, and so he had a cardiac arrest a little after. He died, despite the efforts of first responders. And, of course, the older brother, Salvador, 57, who was in the hospital visiting his mother, remains in stable condition after being treated for a blocked artery at the hospital there in Cantalina. Now, there's also a sister, and she lives in Rome, but she's not been informed of this tragedy because she has the same kind of heart disease that the brothers have. That is just unreal. Wow, that's awful. Moving along, we're going to go to Australia. Medical mafia in Australia is forcing parents to medicate their attention deficit disorder kids. Yeah. Children that are diagnosed with any psychiatric or mental health condition, which would include bipolar disorder and attention deficit hyperactivity disorders, they're going to have to deal with the Australian government. The National Health and Medical Research Council is considering mandating parents that have kids that are diagnosed with these conditions to medicate them with prescription drugs or face child protective services. That's right. They may have their kids taken away and put in daycare, childcare rather, So the ADHD, the bipolar disorder, get this, and depression, these are not verifiable medical conditions like heart disease and cancer. So there's really no legitimate scientific test to determine without a doubt that these ambiguous conditions exist, but the entire psychiatric industry is pushing $84 billion worth of pharmaceutical drugs down the throats of these children. Think about that. Can't scientifically prove it, and you know how medicine is. They're always about proving things. Let's see, moving along. Cordless phones, Wi-Fi, other forms of high-frequency electromagnetic radiation causes cancer. Yeah, electromagnetic radiation, the EMR, prolonged cell phone use, been associated with brain cancer, brain tumors. So the EMR, toxin, they said, it's a toxin. Often telecommunication industry has, you know, been sponsored their own studies and says, you know, these exposure to these levels are pretty safe. Of course, it's they do their own studies. Nobody, you know, went back and checked that, you know, anybody's listening to. Mostly ignored. The conditions are mostly ignored in medicine, the fields of medicine. U.S. government probably got some tax revenue from the telecom industries. And, you know, we've got those, what I consider, questionable guidelines on the EMR exposure. They deem it safe. They deem these levels thousands of times higher to be safe. But, of course, we do have some scientists who aren't getting kickbacks that have said they're not safe. A Germany study reported that living within 1,300 feet, of two microwave towers triples your risk of cancer. Studies in Australia, the UK, Italy also reveal significant increases in leukemia among people near these towers. High-frequency radiation from Wi-Fi routers, baby monitors, cordless phones all emit a high-frequency radiation been linked to cancer. So, one study said that if you reveal 30 minutes of a daily cell phone use, increases brain cancer risk 140%. Wow. Well, if you're interested in checking what's around your environment, go to the powerherbs.com website, and on the links page, click the link to rad meters. You can get a very good, excellent meter at a reasonable price. I mean, reasonable price. And you can check your cell phone, your routers, you know, everything in your home or wherever you're working to see what your exposure risk is. So check that out. Go to thepowerherbs.com and click the banner for rad meters and get one as soon as you can. Moving along in the Quack Report, hey, holidays are going to be here before we know it, and here's five holiday gifts you may not want to give your loved ones because of health risks. Okay, you ready? Number one, perfume and colognes. Hey, those are big sellers during the holidays, but you know what? The typical perfume products contain 20 different cancer-causing chemicals, and they're absorbed right through the skin. The only safe perfume, really, is an essential oil. But you know what? The state of California, in their Proposition 65, they have a law against perfume corporations. Isn't that weird? So, you know, you may want to get them something else rather than perfume. Maybe an essential oil would be nice. Also, gift number two that's dangerous, processed meats. You know, everybody's, you know, giving hams and turkeys and things. Almost 100% of the meats contain sodium nitrate. It's a dangerous cancer-causing chemical that they use to make the meats red and to prevent the spoilage. But the sodium nitrate, as you probably know, is linked to an increase in cancer and also that type 2 diabetes because it affects the pancreas. That's why. Now, the USDA once tried to ban sodium nitrate back in the 1970s, but they were overruled by the meat industry. Yeah, it's called money. That's what happens. Okay, dangerous gift number three, video game consoles. Apparently, video game consoles that feature game content that has more graphic violence than ever before tends to desensitize children on these acts of violence. Also, a lot of the games that have first-person shooters are developed by the U.S. military and are used as a recruiting tool because they know that young males who play these games more likely to join the military, but they're also more likely to have attention deficit disorder. Okay, dangerous gift number 4, mobile phones. That's right. Few people know that another kind of diabetes, which is the type 3 diabetes, has been linked to the electromagnetic pollution that the mobile phone gives off. Because when people are on these phones, the strong electromagnetic fields elevate blood sugar levels. They swing widely up and down. So mobile phones, worst source of electromagnetic pollution, so get that rad meter and see. And lastly, the fifth gift, the number 5 gift that's going to be really dangerous, is any gift that has GMOs. A lot of the clothing now made from GMO products like cotton and also have dyes and pesticides in them. They can rub off on your skin and be absorbed directly into the bloodstream. So all non-organic clothing is going to be loaded with pesticides, chemicals that tend to, they think, promote Parkinson's disease, dementia, and even brain disorders if you absorb enough of it. And last but not least in the Quack Report, magnesium is going to improve your brain, help ease anxiety, and boost your cognition, your thinking. Magnesium is an essential mineral required to perform over 300 critical biochemical enzymatic reactions within your body. Optimal circulation, magnesium levels are required, also promotes cardiovascular health. This is evidence that's being published in the Journal of the Neuroscience, so it's a real important mineral to have to promote electrical and neurotransmitter function in your brain. Also keep that heart muscle pumping nicely without any arrhythmia. So magnesium is going to be necessary. It also will dissipate the effects of traumatic stress that can occur from intense episodes of fear and anxiety. So it helps you keep a grip. I love that. So the mineral also is going to support your energy generating functions and control storage and retrieval of your thought processes, your memory. It's going to improve cognitive function. Don't forget the magnesium. And you're going to find magnesium in all your food sources, your plants, your vegetables, your fruits that have calcium. So you're going to get 2 wonderful elements in one fell swoop there. Also, salt, your organic Celtic salt is going to have wonderful elements of magnesium as well as other 84 micromineral elements. So try that. And if you're looking for some calcium magnesium products, go to the powerherbs.com website. Check out their calcium formula, the emotional stress formula, and valerian root. All have natural calcium and magnesium. God did that, so I can't take all the credit. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
Thank you, Magical Engineer Frank. Appreciate that. Well, we are going to be talking about pharmacy retail. What does she mean about that? Well, the American nutraceutical market is watching Western Europe markets to see how they develop, how they evolve, and survive the global economy. However, they're also watching how Russian companies are getting a bigger slice of the supplement pie. So the supplement market is being watched real closely in Western Europe. Now, in the Russian markets, they call the dietary supplements nutraceuticals and functional foods. Now, over the last few years, Russian supplements have done fairly well, posting significant growth despite that downward economic global trend. So will the Russian nutraceutical market continue to experience a bull market? Well, it's worth watching because experts such as Vladimir Fedotov, he's an analyst for the Russian Euromonitor International, and Natalia Laudanina, president of Canada's Integra Medical Inc., they say that the supplement market will continue to grow due to the varied opportunities it presents. Well, the question is, in what direction is it going to grow? Now, we're talking about a $2 billion industry back in 2009. So with regards to Western Europe, they have a $1 billion supplement industry that's generated by what is called official channels, and the rest is the black market. So what has happened is they have this split over there. Split is due to their market regulations. So is America going to follow in this path? The indicators seem to point in that direction that it will. So that's why I want to talk about this, so you can kind of see what's unfolding. I want to talk about this Western European split in their supplement market for just a minute. So what the Western European market did with their new regulations that they wrote in 2009 and they implemented in 2010 is they split their dietary supplement industry into two halves. One is the reputable companies operating under full government compliance, and then there's the disreputable companies. So Russian government officials quickly spread the word that those companies not willing to comply with pharmaceutical-grade regulations were considered disreputable and produced low-quality or harmful products. And the Russian government is currently experiencing more pressure by developing, they're exercising more pressure by developing more stringent regulations for their nutraceutical and dietary supplement market industry. So the regulations that they drafted into law back in 2009 and then implemented in 2010 required supplement companies to meet extremely high product requirements, forcing the withdrawal of hundreds of supplement brands from that market. So does this sound familiar? Because this is what the FDA is doing right now here in America. The FDA is trying to do the same, and the new Russian regulations are going to produce a bigger impact on their market. The trend of the Russian market, and I fear soon the American supplement market as well, will be to weed out all small and mid-sized supplement companies and put them out of business through legislation. So they call this whiten the market, W-H-I-T-E-N. So they call this whiten the market. So it almost sounds kind of like genocide of the wrong kind of supplements, doesn't it? Think about it. So the Western European powers want only nutraceuticals or dietary supplements which comply with strict government regulations, forcing these companies to become pharmacy retailers. Okay? That's right. Because they want them to, their facilities to be more like a pharmaceutical. They want them to operate like that. They want them to test. They want them to prove all claims. Very expensive process, as you probably can ascertain. Okay, let's talk about the Asian supplement market for just a second, because the Eastern Asia supplement suppliers, guess what? They have had to pull their products out of Western Europe, out of that market, because the Russian government considered them minor brands and did not qualify. They didn't qualify under the new regulations. So traditional Chinese medicine has never met this kind of scrutiny, and many people are kind of losing trust, and that is exactly what is expected to happen. So driving people to trust and demand pharmaceutical-grade supplements made by pharmaceutical companies is the goal, which have been set by the new regulations. So if these regulations had anything to do with keeping people safe and healthy, guess what? The allopathic healthcare system, they would have conquered all major diseases long ago. So this is a legislative move to muscle out of the market, out of the supplement market, the products which are basically whole food based. Those are the ones full of nutrition, the ones that actually work, because under the FDA's guidelines, synthetic supplements are exempt. They don't have to meet these regulations. So it's going to force nothing but synthetic supplements onto the marketplace. So this is an unethical master plan that's being implemented, and it's being implemented with the help of the media, by the way. not American Voice Radio, but you know what I mean. Okay, let's talk about this regulatory warpath, because that's what it is. According to Ms. Lodina, the executive regulations that are coming out of Europe, she says, will float toward the West for the Americas to embrace. Yeah, the Western style of Russian supplements. God, I certainly hope she's wrong. Now, she says that the Russian government has for some time been creating a distrust of the supplement market, justifying the overhaul with the new regulations. So isn't it just like government, you know, to create the problem and sell you the solution? And that's what we're seeing in America. That's what we're seeing right now with the food industry, with the E. coli contaminated produce. They're creating a situation where new regulations are going to be enforced. So, you know, produce stands on the side of the road are all but extinct. I don't know about you, but here in North Carolina, you open a produce stand and the Department of Agriculture and health officials are, you know, they're in a skinny minute to say, you know, what are you doing? Trying to poison the community? I'm serious. They close them down the same day they open. I've seen it over and over again. So companies wanting to see their dietary supplements in Europe, they got to walk through a six-month maze of red tape. You know? And speaking of E. coli, though, E. coli on lettuce and strawberries and whatever, you know what? You know how you get rid of that? Has anyone even said, you know, if you want to avoid E. coli, don't use fertilizer from the drugged-up cows on the produce? How about some organic stuff? And you want to, because produce doesn't produce E. coli. It comes from animals and humans. So in Europe, getting back to Europe, no product can be advertised or promoted as a remedy for illness. That's a, you know, supplement. Now, products must be processed and tested like a drug, but must not be promoted as a drug. How's that? And like food, supplements are to be used not, are used to only support body functions. That's what the Russians are saying. Food and supplements can be used only to support body functions, but you can't make any claims that it helps a condition. So this means that according to Russian officials, drugs don't support bodily functions because they claim to help medical conditions. Think about it. I see by the clock. I got to take a bottom of the hour break, but when we come back, I know this sounds complicated, but it's not. We're going to uncomplicate it when we come back.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Go Green. Herb Talk Live, Green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too. And we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Every day, yeah, yeah.
About the pharmacy retail that government wants to push all over the globe, actually, Russia, America, I don't know. Can you tell the difference between, you know, communist countries and America anymore? Just asking. I mean, I know every, you know, God-fearing, you know, blood-pumping American, you know, that has an allegiance to, you know, the America that we grew up in, you know, has a standing. And has a margin of a line in the sand that, you know, they're just drawing that line in the sand and no further. And once they breach that line, you know, the powers that be, look out. That's what I say. Well, you know, before the break I said it's kind of complicated, but, you know, why does it have to be complicated? I mean, you know, why can't an apple just be an apple? You know, why do we have to genetically modify it? You know, why do we think we have to improve on what God created? So why can't we just grow our own organic food without having to be regulated out the yin-yang? So the European Union and the European Food Standards Authority, did you hear about this? They declared after a two-year study that water does not prevent dehydration. Boy, they are just brainiacs over there, aren't they? You know... They have decided water doesn't prevent dehydration. Now, any beverage company over there which claims that their product reduces the risk of dehydration, you know what? It's going to land the owner in jail for 2 years. That's right. So we just can't leave well enough alone, can we? And it stems from what? Greed and power. And I'm pretty much, I don't know about you, but I'm fed up with all the red tape. All the regulations, they're quite the burden, aren't they? And it's because the powers have created these problems in order to sell us their solution. Case in point would be Obama's health care bill. Did you know they intend to manage your marriage, send you to counseling? That's in the bill. Now forget your power of attorney and your living wills, by the way. The health care bill negates all that. They have basically written in that bill total control over every aspect of your life, your bank account, your retirement, everything. This bill pretty much borders on the macabre with end-of-life counseling and guide you into death. I mean, think of those terms. Those terms are deliberate. These people are word Nazis. They don't make mistakes like that. So now it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that these people are literally insane. Yeah. There's a link if anybody wants to go to YouTube and type in Obama's healthcare bill. There's this link there. It'll take you 5 minutes it goes through some of those highlights with the page numbers on the bill. If you need the link, just email me, wwilson@thepowerofs.com. I'll forward it to you. But, you know, I don't know about you, but, you know, I trust in the Lord. And we should. He says we should trust in him with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, but lean on God's understanding. So in all our ways, we should acknowledge him. And you know what? He's going to direct our paths. And you can read about that in Proverbs chapter 3. Also, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Don't fear man. Fear the Lord. That's Proverbs 1. So great is he who understands this and has a possession of faith and not just a profession of faith. Okay, so God provides us with whole organic foods, herbs, and spices for our well-being. So I trust in him, and you can too. You can trust in the Lord. No, just do it. Go forth and learn how you can and be healthier. It's why do you have to ask permission? Why do you have to have a pharmaceutical industry here to be healthy? You want to stay away from all the garbage food? Absolutely. You want to exercise to keep yourself fit. And you want to put good, healthy food in the body. And you want to use water to prevent dehydration. Right? Yeah, that's right. If you want more information, though, on cleansing the body of impurities and also rebuilding and making your immune system extremely strong, there's herbs for that. And the Bible says in Psalms 114, herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them. Learn how to use them. Strengthen yourself because you're going to need to be strong. If you want the toll-free number to get a free product catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs, here it is. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., the international number is 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219, and of course, you can go online, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. That's right. Also, as I pointed out, if you want more protection, if you're concerned about RF or EMF radiation from cell towers, smart meters, power lines, internet routers, Wi-Fi, your cell phone. If you want to check the exposure you're getting, because it can be an accumulative effect, okay, you can get an affordable meter. You just go to the powerherbs.com website and click on the links page and click on the rad meter banner. And I got one, and I was just checking my cell phone today. And when it rings, ringy-dingy, the radiation goes up. So texting is a lot safer, or using a Bluetooth if you're worried about your cell phone stuff. There you go. Also, I need to point out Vitamin Vault is open there on thepowerherbs.com. Just click on that link on the navigational side of the homepage, and then click on the item you're interested in to find out what the discount is. So the Vitamin Vault has big discounts for you, so you can stock up and save and be healthy through the holiday season. And that's I'm getting some calls now from people worried about, you know, staying healthy through the holiday season. What can I do? You know, what should I do? And there's several things you can do. If you're out there with, you know, flu season is high now through March. The biggest flu month is going to be February. So you want to power up your immune system. There's some things you can do to as a preventative, and then there's some herbs you can use when you do get sick to shorten the duration of illness. And there's a full line of immune-boosting products there at the powerherbs.com website. If you get a product catalog, it'll help you to decide. But if you just still don't know, just give me a call. I'll be there in the office 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, so give me a call, and I'll help you figure that out. Let's see, what else we got? We're going to go on to how, let's talk about disinfecting minerals. So we were just talking about flu bugs and stuff, so let's talk about that next. We're going to talk about that. You know, there's lots of companies out there that produce products, mineral products, to help protect us from pathogens, okay? You're probably familiar with colloidal silver. Those products are everywhere. A lot of times you can see on the website and in some of these stores colloidal silver generators where you can make your own. Okay, so why are these products so popular? Well, it's a scientific fact that silver disinfects. Now, in the March 1978, it was a report that appeared in the Science Digest, and it was entitled Our Magnificent Germ Fighter. It was written by Jim Powell. Seems that in the 1970s, colloidal silver was kind of rediscovered in a laboratory as a wonder drug, which, you know, kills over 650 known organisms compared to antibiotics, which, you know, kill about a dozen different types of bacteria. Now probably less since they're all kind of resistant. But the late Dr. Carl Moyer of Washington University's Department of Surgery received a grant, and he was to develop a better treatment for burn patients. So Moyer examined and he tested about 22 antiseptic kind of compounds to see which would, you know, work best, but all of them failed because they were too toxic to use. So then he decided to try diluting silver nitrate, and he found that it was able to kill pseudopneumonias, you know, like the sumo wrestlers of pneumonia, and also it was all kind of bacterias, and also it prevents wounds from being infected and helps them heal because it was resistant to bacterial strains. So science thought, you know, that they had this huge discovery, this big winner, the silver's virtual non-toxic attributes were magnificent, and it was resistant to bacterial strains. It couldn't fail. It was a huge winner. Oh, they were just, you know, counting their chickens before they hatched. Definitely. Laboratory guys. So what is colloidal silver? Well, colloidal silver is a submicroscopic silver particle that is suspended in a colloidal base. So today people use the colloidal silver for a variety of health reasons, but it is not recommended to adopt the notion that when in doubt, use colloidal silver. Because the long-term use of colloidal silver is also not recommended, or you can run the risk of some serious digestive malfunction and a condition known as algeria. So silver salts can become concentrated and deposit in your skin, in your eyes, and in your internal organs. And what happens is it turns the skin a permanent ashy gray color. So before antibiotics were popular, colloidal silver was a main ingredient in allergy nose drops. So when people developed discolored gray skin called algeria, the medical community stopped making and administering the colloidal silver. And it was the colloidal silver was listed in the U.S. Pharmacopoeia, but they took it out of the U.S. Pharmacopoeia and the national formulary in 1975. So, and you know, personally, I love colloidal silver. I use it sparingly. I love it externally. You know, when you cut yourself, stub your toe, your skin gets cracked open from a trauma, colloidal silver is awesome. You know, that and liquid cayenne. Stops bleeding, disinfects, that's awesome. But I don't use it internally because it wipes out all the bacteria, the good flora in the digestive tract. I mean, antibiotics will wipe out all but yeast, but colloidal silver gets even the yeast. So you don't want to overuse something like that internally because then if you get your digestive flora is out of balance or kind of non-existent, then you're not going to be able to absorb protein. You're not going to be able to convert it to an amino acid for the cells to have as food. You're going to be in trouble. So you want to be careful and be smart there. Alexander the Great, remember him? 352 to 323 BC, you know what he said? I am dying from the treatment of too many physicians. Yeah. Well, let's talk about some ancient use of colloidal silver. The practice of using minerals like your silver was not born in the 70s or the 1900s, for that matter. Recorded history shows that there was medicinal uses of silver as far back as 400 BC. In eastern Persia, they would place water in silver vessels. Also in ancient Babylonia and in the Greek physicians there, they weren't ignorant of silver's ability to disinfect. Also, the Roman army used silver to heal wounds and is still used in India today by physicians. So it's very common in the ancient world to place silver coins in vessels that contain drinking water or milk, and it was a preservative. It prevented spoilage. And that was before the invention of refrigeration. Now, royalty, they were often referred to as the blue bloods. Remember that? Since they ate almost entirely from silver dishware, they ingested particles of silver, and the silver would, you know, get into their organs and their skin tissue, and it would give their skin this blue hue, a condition known as Algeria. So that's why they were called the blue blood. Sometimes it looks gray, sometimes it's blue, but you know, mostly it's a skin discoloration, and that's what they call them, the blue bloods. Okay, so what are the risks if you're going to use colloidal silver? Many feel that the chances of us getting any Algeria today is kind of small due to the fact that the colloidal silver products are microscopic and suspended with an electrical charge. Now, before 1938, the FDA considered colloidal silver a drug. Now, the distribution and profit of penicillin and other synthetic drugs pushed funding and research on the colloidal silver aside. So Big Pharma produces antibiotics, which creates resistant bacteria. Conventional medicine knows that silver creates no resistant bacteria. Now, something's wrong here with this picture. However, yours personally recommends that if you're going to use colloidal silver, use it internally as a last resort. And the reason is pretty much what I told you. The digestive tract has 400 natural bacteria. Antibiotics will take out all but the yeast, but your colloidal silver will take all of them. So neither situation is any good at that point. But antibiotics kill all but the yeast, and then you get an overgrowth of yeast, which can lead to chronic fatigue syndrome. So without proper balance of digestive bacteria, the good flora, you can't absorb the protein. You can't get the nutrition. You can't feed the body the energy it needs. So you are successful, though, at eradicating bad bacteria when you do that, but it's going to take the good bacteria with it. So use your colloidal silver very sparingly inside. Does this mean you can't use it at all? No. It just means that you should do your homework first. Use it as a last resort, and be prepared to follow up with things to restore the balance in the digestive system. So there's ways to do that. Also, Dr. Carley's been on the show, and we've talked about colloidal silver before, and she recommends that if you're going to use colloidal silver, you want to use a mild protein colloidal silver, less than, I think, 10 parts per million. I think that's what her recommendation is. So are there any other options? Well, yeah, to drug-resistant bacteria strains, they are interestingly not resistant to some medicinal herbs. For instance, staph bacteria can be killed by garlic. It's not resistant to it. There's no reason why you can't, you know, use some garlic when you think you've got staph or you might be exposed to staph. Also, during World War One, if an army medic didn't have sulfur on him, he would run the risk of not being able to purify wounds. So garlic has natural sulfur in it. So it is going to purify. So use that. It's an essential element to all living cells. That's what sulfur is. It's found in your cellular enzymes and in also the amino acids. So cell growth, strengthen the cell walls, improve circulation. You can use a lot of medicinal herbs to do all that. You can pair actually or layer your garlic with your circulatory herbs to maximize the power. So if you're looking for some things that will be antibacterial, check out the powerherbs.com website. Excellent product is all-in-one, has your wonderful garlic as well as your circulatory herbs in there. So if you're looking for, like, you know, a preventative thing, use that once a week during the cold and flu season and skip the viruses, skip the pathogens, enjoy the holiday, you know. Very inexpensive. Save yourself all that trouble. And just, you know, God's herbs are good. What can I say? All right, so we are going to be talking about, oh, we got a few minutes here. I can't fit that one in. We're going to save that one for next time. But we're going to be talking about, real quickly in the next few minutes, how to stay healthy. It may seem like a second job to some of you out there, but staying healthy can be easier than you think. Now, the Courier Journal published some findings in a recent poll by Rutgers University regarding how Americans feel these days, and most Americans are a little frustrated, maybe a lot frustrated, due to the cost of living, the economy. They're kind of pessimistic sometimes about the job market, right? So they feel that they can't get ahead. And not since the Vietnam War has the morale been this low. So hopefully we're going to help you out there and try to take some of the burden out of staying healthy so you can get out there and improve things. There's a very old therapy that was discovered in the 1800s that helps prevent illness. A Hungarian physician, Simowis, in 1840 discovered that he could cut down on 50% of his patients dying by simply washing his hands. He washed them with chlorinated lime water, and flu viruses almost were not around when he did that. So flu viruses are going to be on door handles, shopping carts, gas pump handles, even that little button at the crosswalk that you push so the traffic light will change. Viruses are everywhere, and guess what? Hand sanitizers not going to protect you. Actually, they got chemicals in them, according to a recent study, that are very dangerous for you and absorb right through your skin. So basically, you can wear some gloves, use paper towels, or, you know, just go in the bathroom and wash your hands. The flu virus can survive on your door handles, on all these surfaces, 2 to 8 hours. So you can keep some, you know, little plastic gloves handy if you're going to be touching some of these surfaces, or use that soapy water and get rid of it. Influenza virus is killed at 167 to 212 degrees Fahrenheit and by using the following chemicals: chlorine, hydrogen peroxide, soap, iodine base antiseptics, and of course alcohol. There is a simple step of effectively washing your hands, not touching your face until you do so. Wash those hands, and you'll cut down on getting viral infections by 50%. There was a 2005 study that proved that hand washing prevents the exposure of pneumonia and diarrhea germs by 50%. And, you know, with parties and you know, at work and going over to a friend's house, you know, there's a lot of this hand washing not happening in some cases, so be more aware of that. And you know what, there's a natural antibacterial action in honey, and it won't disrupt the good bacteria on your skin, and has some moisturizing effects when you pair it with oats. So if you got a honey oatmeal soap, perfect. Try that. Apothecary Herbs has a honey oatmeal soap if you want to try that. Yeah. What else can you do? Well, you want to get enough sleep, especially during the holiday season, because, you know, you're busy, you're stressed out, you're shopping, you're running here, you're running there. Oh, I forgot Uncle Blah Blah Blah's gift. I got to go out again. So make sure you get some rest. Most adults work, and they run on maybe 6 hours or less of sleep per day. Not good. You need 8 hours. And kids need about 10 to 12 hours. Make sure even your teenagers, they should be getting enough sleep. Also, you don't want to get a clinical sleep disorder. Makes you more likely to gain weight, have high blood pressure, and even a heart attack. So please get some rest. So if you can, instead of taking, you know, the tram or in the car, maybe you can walk. A little exercise is going to cut down on those medical conditions, and it's good for exercise for you. Eating less animal foods during the holiday, you know, pile on the veggies, preferably not the casseroles, you know, with all the milk in it, but, you know, lots of steamed vegetables or fresh salads, fruits and vegetables during the holidays, and really limit those meats, you'll do much better. So fish is great. Try some fish. You know, I mean, who says you got to have ham and turkey? Come on. Have some salmon. It's awesome. Also, Bill Murray played a Ghostbuster, remember, back in the 1980s, capturing ghost, scientific guy, professor of paranormal activity. A study in the Clinical and Infectious Disease Journal reported that in some cases antibiotics can make some head colds, flu, ear, and sinus infections much worse. Talk about a head buster there. So 150,000 emergency room visits every year due to the effects of antibiotics. So use your herbs, people. Use some common sense. Eat right, exercise, especially during the holiday season, and you'll fare much better. You know, an ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure. Apples are awesome. Snack on that, and you'll naturally lose weight and lower your risk of coronary heart disease and cancer. So, you know, get some natural organic apples and have at it. You know, do some apple bobbing maybe for holiday fun. Eat some of those apples. Well, I'm almost out of time, but I will be back on Thursday, and we got some more health news to share. Also, Dr. Carley's going to be with me on the 20th of December, so mark your calendars for that. She'll be sharing her health secrets with us. Of course, you can click her link on the links page at thepowerherbs.com, and don't forget to request a free product catalog. There's also a PDF version of the catalog on the website, so you can download and print it off if you'd like. And a new product catalog from Apothecary Herbs is soon to come off the presses, will be available in January, and we'll have new product sizes on almost all the formulas that we make. So your favorite formulas will be available in larger sizes with a built-in discount. And don't forget the Vitamin Vault. If you're stocking up on half and full cases, you can get big discounts in the Vitamin Vault at thepowerherbs.com. So, let's see, 5, 7, and 10-year shelf life on most of the formulas. So they'll be ready when you are, and you'll save big. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Well, I hear by the music, I've got to go, but don't you go anywhere, because coming up next on American Voice Radio is Covenor's Call with Pastor Mike Hoover. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.